Janie was poking fun there at the upcoming referendum on Scottish independence, but for many Scots, the vote is no laughing matter, especially for one family in Oban on Scotland's western coast. Corey Princell has our story.
It's Tuesday afternoon. School is out and the race is on. High schoolers in black uniforms pour through the gates of the Oban train station. They leap onto the train, trying to find just the right place to sit. This is the kind of thing that can matter a lot at this age. But right now, many teenagers in Scotland have something more momentous on their minds. Last summer, Scottish lawmakers on both sides of the yes-no divide passed a bill giving kids as young as 16 the right to vote in the upcoming referendum. For young Scots, it's a possibly life-changing question. Should Scotland be an independent country?
Scotland can kind of stand its own 2 feet, but it's a question of should it.
16-year-old James Kane is on his way home from school. He got interested in the referendum and was invited to join a special BBC Scotland program called Generation 2014. It's following 50 young Scottish voters in the lead-up to the vote, online, on the radio, and on TV. This spring, James participated in a town hall-style debate in Oban.
But I wanted to draw on a point that I didn't think touched on before, is that I'm talented. My friends over there are talented. The youth of Scotland is talented. So
after that debate, he got an idea. He'd go to Edinburgh, the Scottish capital, and he'd try to interview some of Scotland's top politicians, the people who might run an independent Scotland. To his surprise, a number of them, both for and against independence, agreed to talk, and the BBC filmed it.
First of all, I think you've got to look at what the benefits are of being in the United Kingdom.
You know, we've got embassies all over the world, we've got a single market.
Do we want to separate ourselves off? Do we want to create barriers?
I can't imagine anything more exciting.
James's parents couldn't have been more proud.
Hello. Hi, James. Hi.
Kevin and Anna Kane used to live in England. They moved to Tainault, not far from Oban, in western Scotland, after James was born. Kevin and Anna consider themselves British, and they weren't inclined to support the Scottish independence movement or even think much about politics at all, particularly Kevin.
I have never voted, not from a lack of interest or apathy or I can't be bothered. I felt I couldn't have my voice heard because on the ballot paper there was no box that said none of the above.
But then, says Anna, their son got interested in the referendum debate.
As a parent, you like to try and support your children, and we were just supporting him in the process of understanding information and then found that he was actually explaining things to us.
Yeah, pretty good.
So we've learned a lot from him.
Yeah, we've had a lot of lively debates around the dinner table of evenings. It's been actually it's a very interesting year because it's been a never-ending topic for discussion at dinner time.
Kevin Kane went along on the day James did his interviews with politicians in Edinburgh. He says he met Scottish politicians who seemed genuine and passionate, and they made time for his teenage son. Kevin's now sure he'll vote later this month. He's just not sure which way.
Find it really hard? What do you think,
I'm finding it really difficult. I'm leaning, today, the swingometer is over more towards a yes.
Kevin seems to agree, kind of.
I do not want to split up the UK. Yeah, really don't want to do it. I think that's a bad idea. Yep. But I, looking at it, and can say, well, there are things that need addressed. We've tried to address them through the status quo, and it's just not happened. If we do want to create a fairer and more just society, there seems to be only an option to vote yes.
These days, their son, James Kane, likes to say he's not undecided, he's unconvinced.
Even now, I'm lost. I'm trying to find the best information for me. But no, as a wide statement, I'd say that the best thing that a person needs to vote in Scottish independence is actually finding out what they want and what things really, really matter to them.
This summer, James says he learned a lot about his own potential. Interviewing those politicians took gumption. His parents say James has grown up a lot. And, says his mother, he's not the only one.
Hundreds of thousands of 16 and 17-year-olds who've suddenly looked out there into the real world and thought, hang on a minute, what does happen out there? You know, how are decisions made? And they're really, when they come to vote, you know, in a national election in a couple of years' time, they're really going to be switched on about and they're going to be politically engaged.
Switched on is a good way to describe many Scots ahead of the vote. Turnout at the referendum is expected to be high. For The World, I'm Corey Princell in Tainault, Scotland.